Welcome to the Michigan District Thought Leader Podcast. In today's podcast, Reverend Dr. Todd Jones helps you think about what it is your church's website is saying and what people are looking for when they go online.
Welcome, I'm Todd Jones with the Michigan District. Today's Thought Leader Podcast is a continuation of a series on website or developing a web presence. In the first podcast, I shared a designed philosophy for a visitor-centric website. In the second, I shared an overview of the steps required to get a website online. And in this final podcast, I want to talk about the content of the website itself. While not getting into the details of the StoryBrand framework, there are two important considerations in crafting your web presence. First, how does your ministry help the visitor be the hero in his or her story? And second, what is their first step in the journey toward herodom? If you've got Theology of Glory red flags waving in your head, there may be good reason. When done poorly, StoryBrand can lead someone to conclude that salvation is a matter of their own work, their next step. However, that error is not built into the framework. It is a result of misunderstanding or misusing the StoryBrand framework. When I raise the question, how does your ministry help the visitor be the hero in his or her story, I wanted to challenge you to consider the needs that the visitor brings to your webpage. For example, how can your congregation help your visitor be a hero with their children, in their devotional life, in their desire to know God, or deal with depression or disappointment? Too often it's assumed that people approach church seeking a means to gain material wealth or entertainment or achieve some kind of worldly success. But in reality, they don't think the church can help them with their material problems or their day-to-day problems. They don't have an expectation of entertainment from the church. They are seeking a church because they are looking for something more than they can get in this world. Perhaps they're facing a challenge that's overwhelming. Perhaps they recognize that something is missing in their life, and they want to see if it is something in the church. By connecting with their need, your congregation is able to form a valuable partnership with a guest. The role of content is not to show them how they can solve their problems or answer their questions. The role of the content is to show them how your congregation enables them to take new steps in their spiritual journey and discover the God who created them. In some ways, this might seem like the old need-based evangelism of the 80s and the 90s. Back then, the slogan was, find a need and fill it, find a hurt and heal it. While well-intentioned, the mentality created a powerful culture of consumerism with which the church continues to struggle. Equally harmful for many Christians, it took the focus away from Jesus and put it on man. But what I'm describing is different. First, instead of offering answers or solutions, the congregation is inviting the visitor on a quest. Second, the focus of the quest isn't the solution to just any problem or any need, it is a quest that brings them into the presence of Christ. Not so he can give us stuff or solutions to our problems, but that he might fundamentally reshape the way we see and interact with our world. Third, the quest is dependent upon the visitor's obedience to Christ. It's not dependent upon the church's ability to deliver promised goods. The side benefit of this last point is that the individual becomes dependent upon Christ, not the local congregation. I want to walk through four website homepages to show you the contrast between a StoryBrand site and a traditional feature-focused website. All four websites are well done and serve as examples of best design practices within their respective design frames. Finally, I'll walk through the content that's on our sample site and explain how it fits into the StoryBrand framework itself. The first StoryBrand website that I will highlight is Tate Springs Baptist Church. You can see it at tatesprings.com. The background image for the front landing page is that of a child in deep prayer. The central tagline of the website states, "We help you discover your part in God's story." You will notice that, true to the StoryBrand framework, that tagline puts the visitor in the position of the hero. The hero's quest is to find his part in God's story. Secondly, it states that the church is a trusted guide for the hero's quest. The quest presented in the tagline reflects a design decision that a question or a concern that might move a person to come to this church is the question of God's purpose for their life. The image of the praying child suggests that the website is focused on families who might be struggling with God's presence or purpose for their family, or struggling to help their children answer the question, "What is God's purpose for me?" The page displays two calls of action, two ways the visitor can begin their quest. First, come to a service. Second, listen to a sermon. The website carries the quest imagery even farther as you scroll down and see a section titled, Four Steps to Getting Started. The steps are sequential, starting with step one, come to a service. Step two, visit the next step room after the service. Step three, attend a discovery workshop. And step four, join and start making a difference. I appreciate that this church has thought about the quest that they are posing to the guest, and they have prepared a path that could guide someone from the point of considering faith to the point of being engaged in ministry. The second site I want to talk about is a traditional feature-focused website. It is the website for Lord of the Lakes Lutheran Church. You can see it at lordofthelakes.org. As with the first website, it is executed with excellence. The design is clean and thoughtful. The background imagery of the front page is the image of a lake shoreline. The tagline states, "Building community in Christ, connecting people to the Word, and serving Christ together." You'll notice that the tagline highlights the work of the congregation. The congregation is the hero. The tagline focuses on three processes within the congregation. It builds, it connects, and it serves. This is typical of a traditional feature-driven website. My concern with this approach is twofold. First, the church is making a promise to the guest. It is promising to build community and connect people. Those outcomes are not within the capacity of the church. Creating events that gather people together does not result in community. The church can't simply declare to a gathering of people, "Your community." It is the work of the Holy Spirit through those gathered to create community. In a similar fashion, bringing people together is not the same thing as connecting people. Imagine how disappointed someone would feel if they came to the church and they did not feel a connection. They didn't experience community. Even though the burden for connection and community largely falls on them, the church would receive the blame for not fulfilling its promise. Second, it perpetuates a consumer framework. The guests are consumers, and the church is the producer of content and services. The guests are treated as passive recipients of goods and services rather than active participants. As a consumer, it's my right to rate the goods and services received. The consumer framework makes it difficult not to view offerings as payment for services rendered. Now, I do want to point out, as you scroll down the page, the website does include a call to action with next step section. The call to action states, whether you are new to the faith or a longtime believer, new to Lord of the Lakes, or a longtime member who wants to be more involved, we want to help you take the next step in your faith. The call to action of this website, "We want to help you take the next step in your faith walk," sounds similar to the first website, "We help you discover your part in God's story." However, the first website clarified the need, finding your part in God's story. In this website, it doesn't define the reason why someone should take their next step. Worse, the paragraph implies that the next step is about getting more involved in the church, as if a lack of involvement in the church is keeping the visitor up at night. The third site, and the second story brand site, is Risen Church. You can find it at risenchurch.org. This website has a dramatic and engaging video background that loops as you look at the page. The video alternates between clips of places and locations in the town and people praying or serving the community. The tagline states, "A safe place to explore your faith." In contrast to the other two sites, the tagline says little about the church. The role of the church as a guide is to provide safety so the hero, the guest, can quest to explore faith. The felt need that this church believes will bring people to visit it is the need to explore the meaning and the place of faith in their lives. The front page contains one call to action, plan your visit. When that option is selected, it loads a second page that focuses on the various ways the congregation makes itself a safe place for the guests to explore faith. This website stands out for what it doesn't say or do. The front page contains the introductory video, the tagline, and a call to action, and that's pretty much it. The final site we'll look at is Faith Christian Church. You can find the site at faithchristianchurchwi.com. Like the last site, it contains an engaging video background. In contrast to the community focus of the last video, this video presents the features of the church. There are clips of people talking in the fellowship gathering, the worship band, and the pastor preaching a sermon. The video background is consistent with a features-driven approach to website design. The tagline reads, "You matter to God, you matter to us." Notice that the visitor is the object of activity. The visitor is a passive recipient of care. Now, I do appreciate that the church is making a promise that is within its capacity to deliver. The church can certainly ensure that its energies are focused on demonstrating their care and concern for the visitor. As stated earlier, this feeds a consumer mentality in the church. Rather than raising up an active and engaging priesthood to declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness, the church is raising up generations of consumers. Scrolling down the page, the mission is on the second tagline highlighted. It states, "Bringing Jesus to all people," a good mission tagline, but it puts the spotlight on the church as the hero. It is the church that's doing the work. I hope that you can begin to get a clear image of the difference between a story brand website and a traditional feature-focused website. I would encourage you to look at your congregation's website and answer the following questions. Who is the hero? Has a quest been presented? Is it a quest that is rooted in a felt need of the visitor? Is there a clear call to action? What unintended messages are we conveying with the content and images of our website? Now, as we come to the end of this podcast, I want to take a few minutes to share the design philosophy and content of the district sample sites. As I mentioned in an earlier podcast, the Michigan District, with the help of the Church Extension Fund of Michigan, are assisting congregations in developing a visitor-centered website. We call it the Digital Footprint Initiative. We'll provide free of charge server space to host a site, a complete template, editing tools, and content creation experts to help your ministry do a website makeover. We have three sample websites that will be used as templates for the websites that we offer congregations. They're temporarily housed on one of my servers, but will soon be moving to a new home. You can view them for the time being at www.the20.org/church1 is for the first site, /church2 for the second site, and /church3 for the third site. Church 1 is the most basic of websites. Its content is designed to be changed very rarely, once or twice a year. Church 2 contains content that should be changed about once a month. Church 3 contains the same content as Church 2, but also includes a members section. I want to provide a quick overview of Website 2. A look at the websites will reveal that they do not provide indications that they have been developed from the perspective of StoryBrand. That's because the most clear indicator of StoryBrand is the tagline. To write a good tagline, you need to know the felt needs of the potential guest in your area and know that your congregation is prepared to be a trusted guide for their quest. If it would be helpful, we are more than happy to assist your congregation thinking through those steps. The sample site is designed to be adapted to the StoryBrand framework, but out of the box focuses on providing all the information the visitor needs to prepare for their first visit to the church. The website is built on WordPress architecture. It is responsive, that is, it automatically adapts to varying screen sizes and is mobile phone ready. The design includes transition features that are expected of a modern design. The front page loads with an image background of the church building. The image is recommended because it is the first aspect of the congregation that the visitor will see. It is important to include the door that the visitor will use to visit the church. This helps guide them and orientate them into the church when they visit. The tagline is simple, welcome. It needs and will be customized for each church. There is one call to action, contact us. The button provides a pop-up window with a phone number, email, and social media connections to allow guests to make contact with the ministry. As you scroll down, you will find four boxes that arise from the bottom, and they are designed around the four questions that guests are most likely going to need answered before they visit. The questions are, what can I expect when I visit? How do I find the church? When are the service times? And how will my children fit in? The sample site answers the question, what can I expect, with a series of promises that the church extends to the guest. The promises deal with anything from, we'll help you get where you need to get going, to, we promise that you'll be encouraged to give thanks to God for all His gifts. The page that answers the question, how do I find the church, contains an interactive map which can be used to launch to navigational tools when you use it on a phone, a text description of the building, a diagram of the building, and photos of the Welcome Center and the worship area. The diagrams and photos will help people navigate the church layout. It's useful for large facilities or churches that don't have an intuitive layout. The page that answers the question regarding worship times includes not only the times of the service, but some text and images to describe the type of worship style in each of those services. The page that answers the question, will my children fit in, was designed around the three concerns of a visiting parent. What will my children learn? What will my children do? And how will my children be kept safe? To some people, the children's page might seem like overkill. It talks about when you should not bring your child to church because of a fever and the procedures that are in place to connect with parents. However, the content conveys the congregation's priority for children's ministry. A lack of such information indicates how out of touch the congregation is with the concerns of today's parents. I mean, I get it. I grew up in the generation where we had 10-foot-high, it seemed like 30-foot-high, metal monkey bars that were on an asphalt foundation. And we had metal slides that would instantly blister any exposed skin. That's the way it was, and we loved it. But it's not the way it is today. Congregations need to recognize the stress that they create within a young family when they don't demonstrate proper care for children. The template continues with a listing of critical events. You'll notice that the sample site does not use a calendar. Calendars are helpful for members, but overwhelming for guests. Just include two or three events that are most attractive and engaging for guests. The site concludes with a bit more of the culture of the church and a place to listen to audio sermons of the pastor. Again, things of interest for those considering visiting the church. The content on the church's webpage is critical for what it says and what it implies through its presentation or absence. I want to encourage you to take a thoughtful look at your website. We offer a ministry audit service to congregations. Not only will you receive a third party's perspective on your ministry website, you will receive an audit of the website's SEO, or search engine optimization. The SEO report will tell you how likely it is that someone will be able to find your website and how you can improve its visibility on the web. If you'd like an audit completed of your ministry's website, or if you have questions about anything I've talked about today, you can contact me, Todd Jones, at todd.jones@michigandistrict.org. Have a great day in the Lord.